Hey, it's Lauren. This is an excerpt from the full-length episode. To listen to the entire episode, head to the show notes and follow the link. This episode has been brought to you by me and my business, Lauren Grace Inspirations. I think sometimes, though, we give away our power throughout life that we sort of forget that we have this ability. I remember when I first got into mediumship and I was really nervous about energy and stuff like that. And I had some old programs, which is another conversation entirely. But I was reminded from one of my healer friends about my ability to be powerful and bring the light, and how nothing can intervene or affect us without our permission, which sometimes seems like, you know what? And so, yeah, I'd love to hear a little bit more about your thoughts within that and our ability to step into our power, especially when we are at a disadvantage, I guess you could say, health-wise. You know, we all know when we're not feeling ourselves, feeling sick or whatnot, we're not always operating at the same level as we could be if we were really healthy and resilient and walking out the door and greeting a brand new day.
That's right. That's right. And yeah, I love what you said. And because there, I think a lot of it is old behaviors, societal pressure or whatever, that we forget that we have this tremendous power and we have to step into it and own it. And power, you know, gets a bad rap. I mean, we often think of power as being an abuse of power or power over other people, but there is this standing in your own power. And that is being your authentic self and fully feeling your presence and being empowered to speak your authenticity. And not just speak, I mean, speak, act, whatever, you know, be your authentic self and stand in that power is something that most of us have when we're really young children. And then through school or society or jobs or whatever, relationships, you know, I think everybody goes through different things where they're just not standing in their power. And a lot of the people I see for the sound healing and Reiki work, that is a lot of it. You know, you see a lot of people who are in the victim mentality. And I think especially right now, you know, there's so much going on in the world. And I think people, lots of people are just really suffering through things like this and feeling a little bit like they don't have power. And one of the things when I was flat on my back, okay, so up until that point, I was studying Reiki energy, and I considered myself a light worker, which means, you know, holding light, radiating light and peace and love for the world, you know, for other people. And so I really used that time of healing to dig into that. And what I realized is just standing in my light, and what that means to me, it means something different to everyone, I'm sure. But to me, that means standing on Mother Earth and feeling grounded and knowing that you are connected to this beautiful web of life. Like we tend to think of nature and the planet as separate from us, but we are woven into it. So part of standing in your power is feeling that connection to the planet, to all people, to all beings, animals, trees, everything, feeling part of that and feeling the connection to infinite energy or divine light or the light of the infinite, God, angels, call it what you will. But feeling that connection helps us to step into our power. And Pema Chodron, I quote this, I quote her saying this in my book. She says, everything is a choice between, I'm not saying that correctly, but everything is a choice between love and fear. Those are the only two choices in life. So when it comes to taking care of ourselves, to making decisions about our health or relationships or whatever, it's like the decision is love or fear. How does love decide? How does self-love decide? And often when we go to doctors, even we give our power away to the doctors. You know, we have to, or any health professional, you know, that's a really easy thing to do. We have to hold ourselves in love and say, what is really the best thing for me, and do the homework and figure out what the best course of treatment might be. And not just give our power away in relationship with anyone, like work, you know, medical, other familial relationships. It's holding that power and being your authentic self. And that's hard. I mean, that's a really hard thing to do. I mean, we sometimes when we do that, people in our circles don't like it. It feels uncomfortable for them. So it's a hard thing to do. But I think when we can be our authentic selves, we can be our most healthy, physically and emotionally and mentally.
Hi, thanks so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review where you listen to your podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you. New episodes every Thursday.